Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Just because Manny Diaz's father was a mayor and he's popular doesn't mean he's going to be a good coach.
I just like him. What a weird thing to say.
Leroy's telling me to calm down. I'm going to try and calm down.
You got
to,
like, man, I don't understand. Here's what I can't get. A troller getting trolled.
I'm not getting trolled, though.
You are!
A troll would decipher that he's doing this, he's disingenuous when he says this, and I don't believe that's the case. I think this is what he believes. He thinks that because Manny Diaz's dad was a mayor, that he won't be a great coach, or doesn't mean he's going to be a great coach. Whatever. Look, man.
Some of the things that people say about the University of Miami are low-hanging fruit.
Yep.
And so whenever you mention Miami, that's where they go with that. But, like, yeah, man, get over it.
No.
You know, like, a lot of people here, for example, everybody used to call New England cheaters and this and that and this and that. And you know what they do at the end of the year?
Cheat.
Hold up the rings. Right?
With dishonor.
Well, okay, fine. however you wanna put it out there, that's fine. But like, yeah, man, stop worrying about all that stuff.
Man, listen. All right, the Riptide Music Festival, powered by Ford. It is Broward County's 2019 signature event. It is coming to Fort Lauderdale Beach November 23rd and 24th. This year's event is headlined by The Killers. The Killers.
Somebody told me.
Say that again.
Somebody told me.
Never mind. 1975 is also going to be there. The Revivalist, K-Flay, Fuel, Real Big Fish. A limited number of early bird general admission two-day tickets are on sale now.
I think the VIP are almost gone, man.
Miami.com. And from what I understand, yeah, the VIP tickets went fast. Maybe there's a couple more. Maybe you can bribe somebody. I don't know. But you might want to get on that. TicketMiami.com, VIP tickets for 2 day right now are at $99. We got those until Labor Day while supplies last. That supply is not fantastic right now. It's pretty small, so might want to get in on it. Riptide Fest, powered by Ford. You can get all the details right here on AM790, FM 104.3, HD2, The Ticket. Shannon the Cannon Briggs, two-time heavyweight champion of the world. He is going to join us about 20 minutes. He has hit the old Miami traffic, but he will be here, and we will talk to the head coach of the Miami Hurricanes, the former head coach of the Miami Hurricanes, Mark Richt. He built you an indoor facility, and he had a really cool speech one time against
Appalachian State.
More importantly, he just has thoughts on life.
I like his thoughts on life.
Yeah, I mean, if we could do
it. Can you have thoughts on life when you start and finish it with Let's Go Champ?
We're talking about Mark Richt.
Way to pay attention, though.
If Mark Richt were
you
to
were
say,
talking, so I
do you think Mark Richt was? if Mark Richt was in a point where he's like, "Let's go, champ." They're two. Listen, Shannon Briggs
two
and Mark Richt.
Opposite.
Oh, like, can you imagine those two in a room?
Those dudes live the world at a different speed. Shannon the Cannon.
Can you imagine a Big Brother?
Hey, champ.
Or like one of those reality shows.
Hey, champ. You want
Mark
a sandwich?
And, oh my god. And Shannon Briggs are in the same house.
He'd be like, Shannon,
you ever think about, "Let's go, champ"? Woo! Mark Richt, let's go, champ.
It's just, Mark Richt is just, yeah, and smooth and relaxed, and the champ is on fire. Come on, champ. I would bring that dude in. You want to talk about a guy I'd bring in for a speech? I'd bring him into intensity. Like, just in a weight room day, just yelling at people.
We can arrange that.
Yeah, but you know, some, like, here, sometimes you got to make sense, though.
No. Oh, I got it. This is what we do. They have the sales meeting, this big sales meeting on Wednesday where they're trying to motivate the salespeople to go out and sell. We should have Shannon make an appearance.
Just roll
just
in
like
there.
Just roll right in.
Just roll in there, yeah. and get them all fired up.
Yeah.
Hey, next time we have a meeting,
yeah,
we can say, we're not having this meet without our representative.
Yeah, our representative is Shannon McCann.
Come on, champ.
Yeah.
Come on, champ.
The station.
They're like, and who is that? Oh, he's two-time heavyweight champion
and
of the world.
And Jorge Masvidal.
Oh,
What?
Oh, we should do that. This would be this. Seriously, how,
got,
how
got,
great of a
we got so representative.
We got South Florida
in our meeting. We got Champ, and in case y'all want to get on and ground a pound.
Yeah, we got Masvidal.
We got Masvidal.
We got the two South Florida badasses are here. Boom.
Oh, and right. We'll just for bleeps and giggles, we'll get Headley up here.
Dude, I cannot wait for that. Did you see that Fowler
Chris Fowler
yesterday?
Yeah.
I can't wait for that feature. What do you think that's going to be
like?
When
was the last time they did a feature on a punter that wasn't like a sad, like, you know.
Never point never? Oh, speaking of bad stuff, I'm sorry I'm going all over the place. Did you guys see Hard Knocks this week?
No.
Yes.
Okay. There's this scene.
I gave up after
I think we have this clip, Robbie. See if we have the long snapper clip, because we were talking about John Denny and how his job's in jeopardy.
It better not be. Swear to God.
It better not be. Flores, I don't care how many Jay-Z's
if
on.
I see that dude Farnsworth on the field first tonight, I'm going to the stadium.
Listen.
If you're looking for that guy Farnsworth on the
field
I'm
looking.
First,
I'm looking.
What is wrong with y'all?
I'm telling you. This is one of those things where it's like you are as a long snapper. Leroy was trying to explain to us, it's no big deal. This poor bastard on the Chargers, okay? Did you see the play?
No.
I got to bring it up for you. This guy had such a bumbling play, Leroy. So the ball is getting returned, right? The long snapper runs out on the field with the football while the ball is getting in play and being run back by the other team. And instead of just, you know, taking his football and getting back off the sidelines in a preseason game, he in fear throws the football he's going to long snap away and then runs away. So everybody's just like, what is happening? So John Gruden gets wind of this because they're getting ready to play the Cardinals. And he's just having a ball with this long snapper.
You got Jones. He's scrambling around. It's 3rd and 15. He's not going to get the first down. The ball comes out. It's a fumble. The guy's going to run it back for a touchdown. But the long snapper for the Chargers, all he thought was it was going to be fourth down. So he comes out on the field with a ball. I mean, he's out on the field. And there's a raging Cajuns coming right at him. Now, if this happens to you, don't throw the ball. I mean. These goddamn long snappers.
So the same day that airs, he got cut by the Chargers.
Huh. Hey, by the way, that guy had been the long snapper since 2010. He's like almost their version of John Denny.
What?
Whoa. Yeah.
That guy was a wily vet?
Yes.
He knew all the stories.
According to the San Diego Insider.
John Denny would never forget what down it is.
Nope.
Oh, according to SDI, he said.
He would never forget what down it is. Never.
He would never do that.
We have to build up our show cronies list. We've got two right now. We need more.
Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Actually, we have SDI, San Diego Insider, LSU Phil, and we have Hebro Scott, who is yet to text in this morning, so I'm worried that he's not alive.
No Coleridge Laz?
No, I mean, he's
Harry in the Grove.
560 the Joe has got those guys. We have to build up our own cronies.
Well, I mean, I remember back in my day of screening phone calls, Laz would wait for like 3 hours, and they wouldn't take Laz. I wonder if he's still on strike, and then maybe he'll call.
If we had phones, I would take a Cutler Ridge Laz phone call, but we don't have phones.
It's true.
We're only a sports talk radio station. All right, it is dress rehearsal night, boys. It's what we've been waiting for. Leroy, how pumped are you?
I'm pumped.
It's dress rehearsal night. Are we notebooking it tonight?
Notebook?
Notebooking it?
Are you crazy?
Yeah.
Leroy, you notebooking it?
You notebooking it tonight?
You notebooking it tonight?
What are you doing?
Taking notes?
What do you got?
Scouting?
It's a big one.
Watching film? Replays?
Yeah, we don't have to wait the whole weekend. We're going to have immediate reaction
dress
tomorrow.
Dress rehearsal.
All I care about is one thing. Can the defense stop anybody?
Really?
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 Really? You're not looking at anything else.
What about quarterback battle? What about long snapper battle?
What about receiver depth chart?
The receiver depth chart probably was one of your deepest positions.
No, there's things to be decided.
What about Kalen Ballage?
Oh, he's going to be your starter.
All the rage.
Is Devontae healthy?
Who cares?
Is that even a question? Really? Of course he's not healthy.
By the way, since we're evaluating the defense, is your boy Tobin Nick Foles going to be out there?
Man. Oh, I haven't even checked. I don't even know.
Well,
I think
are you going to be double note taking because you got to take notes on your Jaguars too?
No, they already lost. I just seen them on TV.
I don't have to.
That was last week.
I don't have to do a. That was a replay.
Yeah.
Does anybody fall for replays more than you?
How many times?
5 a.m. playing a preseason game.
How many times?
Hold on.
Wait, no.
Time out.
No.
Do you think they're in China?
If you show a baseball game at 7 o'clock, they play 162 games. Is it right for me to assume that's a live game?
You've showed up on so many days being like, oh, I was like 3 innings into this game, and then I decided it was a replay.
Baseball. Because they show replay at 7 o'clock. And
no, but you.
Everybody else is playing live baseball. You got replay baseball.
What are you in? You see this? So what are you from the hot tub? So you can't see it say replay in the corner? Is that why?
No, I can't.
It is very small. That replay fine print on the top.
You need
to
get a bigger TV out there, like a 90 inch.
I can't. We just know where to put it.
Oh, we'll figure
it
out.
You can't hang it to where you can see.
Oh no, we'll figure it out.
Maybe we can put up like a projector.
Let me come over. I know what's going on.
Not feeling the projector.
Oh no, yeah, we'll get a big white thing. We'll do a projector. Let us come over there. We'll figure it out. We'll figure out your backyard for you. Jakeem Grant's going to get getting a 4-year deal. We think it's $24 million. We don't know guaranteed money, but good for the Dolphins.
Yeah, good for the Dolphins.
Seems
good
like this is them investing in their future. So that's awesome. Jimmy Johnson was at Canes practice yesterday, hyping those boys up.
I love
Canes,
it.
Gators, yeah.
Stupid Tebow. You know, imagine thinking Tim Tebow is going to outspeech Jimmy Johnson.
Well, silly. Tim does have the Lord on his side.
So what? What, does he got an organist there too?
Hallelujah! He's got that 162 batting average on his side.
I could bat 162.
I mean, how does...
Wait.
In the AAA?
Right now. Right now in AAA, you could bat
right
162.
If he's in the PCL, he probably can.
You think the Hammerheads would let him?
If you just swung in the general vicinity of the plate,
can we hit
162?
Can we get him like a one-day contract with the Hammerheads?
You know how bad 162 is.
Have a hit behind JJ Bladé.
I mean, they do follow me on Twitter. Maybe I can say, hey, Leroy Horde Day. Greg Cody got to throw out a first pitch for the miracle. We actually want Leroy to play.
Well, even if he doesn't play, like, do batting practice.
I believe him. I've seen Leroy in action. He got drafted.
He's old though.
I'm very old, and my back is bad. But
you broke yourself playing the balloon toss.
Yeah, but that was unexpected. But, if he lubes himself up, he's ready to go.
But here's the thing.
Would you take batting practice with the Hammerheads?
No, my back.
Wait, you won't take batting practice, but you can hit 162.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because
guess what?
Three at bats.
Because guess what? Do you know how bad 162 is for not the major leagues? He bats the equivalent to a decent pitcher.
Well, I was asking Robbie, I said, is he in the same league as Isan Diaz? Because Isan Diaz hit like 400 in AAA, and he's gotten to the majors, and he hit that home run, and that's kind of been it. He's also made errors.
So now he bats the same as Tim Tebow, but at a higher level.
Correct.
And like much fewer games.
Much fewer games.
So far this morning, we've decided that we're going to do an omelet station in the kitchen.
Yep.
I'm waiting for the ice cold Coke guy.
Leroy,
whoever loses that.
Leroy is going to do batting practice with the Hammerheads to prove that he can hit but break his back.
Yep.
And I'm going to go work out with Zazzo.
I don't think you did decide that. I think you were hoping that was going to happen, but I don't think that's going to happen.
You don't think so?
Hold on.
Yeah.
You honestly think Zaslow is going to be in a room with you working out for an hour?
I don't think he hates me as much as like everyone thinks he does.
I don't think it's a hate thing. I think it's getting them to work out.
You think that like I have more desire than he does?
Who's the next guy that goes to the gym? Zaslow or Beast?
I think Beast.
Yeah,
no, Zaslow's doing that dribble drive, so that could be considered.
He's not.
Yeah, think he's training for dribbling basketball?
For that? He's training like you train for that.
Well, he did. I think he did last time. Like he was going on long walks.
Hey, does he train like you train for that 5K?
Oh no! I never passed. I hit that goal. I did pass.
No, you did.
I passed.
No, you didn't.
I passed.
No, you didn't.
You guys wanted me to do. You thought it was like Usain Bolt.
No. We gave you a time that's equivalent to a fast walk.
No, that's
yes.
not true.
To run, 3 miles?
Over. It's like 3.2.
3.2 miles in, what is it? 25 minutes?
25 minutes? What do you think I am, Speedy Gonzalez?
No, we wanted him to finish in under 40.
30.
No, we said we ended up green on 40, I think.
Under 40.
Right, no, you were like 37.
I was
34.
It was 30 minutes. A 10-minute mile is what he had to do.
Better than I can do.
Was the equivalent of fast walking.
Listen.
You couldn't even fast walk.
It was almost a 10-minute. Almost. Because it's a little over 3 miles.
No, it wasn't.
By the way, you know what we haven't discussed? Robbie, can you just, I'm going to set you up here. Yesterday, the Astros-Detroit game, it was one of the most lopsided spreads ever in baseball. And
it was 400.
Yeah, it was plus 420 to bet on the Tigers.
And that didn't work out too well.
Pride game. I even said it in the text. It was a classic pride game. I mean, come on, it's a baseball game. You can't lay 550 in a baseball game, no matter how much better the team is than the other one.
I actually remember this texter says, he says, if you ask Zazzle about training for the dribble drive, he said, he's like, it's walking. I walk every day. So he didn't train. He didn't train. He probably should have.
I think we should do it. Zazzle Beast, workout, JCC, Cooper City.
It's not happening, dude. It's not happening.
I mean, I'm going to get there eventually because I have free passes, and if it's free, it's me.
When are you going to get there? Because you stopped working out after you went into a boot.
Yeah, it's true. I really need to get back to it. I need to figure out. I need to get accustomed to the schedule.
10-minute mile is not a fast walk. Because
right now I get home. I get home at like 3 o'clock and just nap for 4 hours.
How are they having you here till 3 o'clock? What, are they torturing you?
I have to do suit stuff. Yesterday was
do it from the house.
No, I can't. The boss won't let me leave. I have to be by his side.
The boss, he made you part of the morning drive. Them's the breaks.
No, he doesn't release me to the wild.
We're back after this. Ah, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. What's up, man?
Wait for it. There we go. Appreciate it, Robbie.
Oh.
So, what do you guys expect from the game tonight?
I don't really have any expectations, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm more interested in individual position battles. And.
But you can't.
Like, notebook fodder.
Why do you guys do that? You can't do that.
No, yeah, that's what we
like,
do.
Like, the whole. You have to get an overall picture first. And if the overall picture doesn't look
right, don't we
then
know
you have to break it
down.
Don't
we already know the overall picture is not going to be, in the end, very good?
But you
look for hope in
football,
some places?
Football is the ultimate team sport. There's a lot of positions that depend on other positions. So if you don't have a picture, a big picture of what's going on, it's hard to then analyze and critique each individual player. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I don't. The one thing that I think has thrown me with this one, though, is it doesn't feel like this is a dress rehearsal.
No, it seems like there's a bunch of folks that are going to get a lot of playing time last week.
Here we go.
This is where business is going to pick up, boys.
Yeah.
This is where business is going to pick up.
Yep.
This is where business is going to pick up.
This is where it's happening. Yep.
This is where business is going to pick up. He's got to get through
go
that.
Champ.
Let's go, champ!
Let's go, champ!
Let's go, champ!
Who's that?
Yeah!
Look at him!
Look at him, champ! Look at him!
Right over there, man, right there.
Good man.
We are setting Shannon Briggs up. Shannon the Cannon. In the building, in the flesh.
Yeah. Look at him, y'all.
He is here.
What up, guys?
Man, it is good to see you.
Thanks for having me with you guys this morning.
It is good to see you, champ.
Yes, brother.
Champ.
I know this man, too. Let's go, champ.
Yeah.
Yeah, there he is.
Man, it is great to see you, my friend.
Thank you for having me, Mr. Tobin.
It's good to have you in, man. It's good to have you in. So where have you been? What has been the latest in the world of Shannon Briggs?
Man, you know, I'm always moving and shaking, making it happen. You know what I'm saying? Just running around the world, man. You know, motivating people, you know, doing my thing, just being happy, living life, hoping to be back in the ring, looking forward to being back in the ring very, very soon.
Really?
You know? Yes, sir. And just, you know, living life, man, feeling great.
What is the plans to get back into fighting? When do you plan on getting that done, man?
I should be back in the ring hopefully by late December, January.
All right.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Let's go, champ,
feeling
man.
Feeling great, man.
This is good, man.
Losing weight, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you look fantastic. You look fantastic.
Thank you, brothers.
So this has all been like, this is, what is the time out been like? You've been, watching on social media, you've been all over the different planets. You've been doing different things. You've been promoting fights.
Yes, brother.
You've been doing a lot of different avenues. What have been some of the things that have been going on in your world?
Pretty much, you know, after boxing, for most fighters and most athletes like myself, you know, if you don't invest into great investments business-wise and after your career is over, it's like, what's next? You know what I mean?
So yeah.
Financially, I've always had to, like, keep myself going and keep something going outside of the ring as well. So what I've done in the last couple of years is really focus on building my businesses outside of the ring. So this way, when I'm in boxing, I can focus totally on – being the best athlete and not worrying about, you know, how other things as far as keeping food on the table,
right,
and trying to be a, you know, a top athlete.
Yeah, that's so, gotta be crazy stressful.
It's nerve wracking, and then having to go to investors and go to you know, managers and promoters. I've been there, done that. I've been in the game 30,000 years. So
that's awesome. Yeah, man.
Let's go, champ.
Let's go, champ. Do you what's it like dealing with the business world as opposed to the boxing world? Or do you got to be a businessman?
It's the same. It's funny. It's funny you ask that, champ, because it's really boxing prepared me for business, but in some ways, I didn't expect business to be as rough as boxing. But it's business. And that's what it is. It's not personal. It's business. And sometimes what happens in boxing is, you know, you might be the manager or promoter, and, you know, you guys have a personal relationship, and then when the business goes bad in the personal relationship, you take it to heart. And business, you just know it's just business. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you can't take it personal. It's just business.
Yeah, that's got to be a crazy thing with a tie in sports, because you feel like you're tied in a camp, like you have a team, you have all these people trying to help you get ready. But man, it can be cutthroat. It can be cutthroat sometimes. And you got such positive vibes all the time. I know, like whenever you're in the gym, everybody loves having you there and keeping the energy up with that stuff. So I can understand why that could be a little bit different from just, you know, putting up your business or whatnot. It's almost like a piece of you.
Yeah, facts. Right now, I'm just really focused on, you know, besides my health, you know, my health is my number one thing right now. My health, and of course, my family, my health. Because if I don't have my health, I'm not there for my family. So I've really put a real dedication. You know, you see my transformation. I was 403 pounds.
Yeah, man.
I was suffering from major depression. I was suicidal for quite some time, a couple years, and I lost 168 pounds on my comeback, and I want to say like 7-8 years ago. And that changed my life. I really got to learn how important it was to have diets. I mean, diets and different things, diet, the television diet, food diet, people diet, you know what I mean? I had to really step back, and I mean, I went through a lot, man. I really went through a lot, and then I really got to a point where I got in top great shape.
Yep.
And then I took another fall, you know, failing the drug test and having a six-month suspension that turned into me just kind of, I don't want to say walking away, but just walking towards my business life a little bit more. And then now, where I'm at, I mean, yesterday we launched our website. I'm doing a podcast.
I saw this, man. What do you got going on there? This is Alpha DNA? Is that what's going down?
Yeah, that's Alpha DNA. It's a new company that I'm just happy to be promoting, you know, happy to be a part of. These guys reached out to me, and I love what they're doing. It's all about men's health. It's all about, you know, vitality. It's about living. You know, I'm 47,000 years old, man, but it doesn't mean my life is over. You know what I'm saying? So for me, having suffered with depression since I was young, having had, you know, boxing, taking a lot of hits to the head, whatever was going on in my brain, it was, the wires were just really bad. So meeting these fellas, Antoine Morano and Adam Hyman, all these different guys, man, were able to, like, I like what they're doing. That whole Alpha DNA, that whole program is about men's health, vitality, living, not giving up. They got great products. I like the mission. I see the vision of what they're doing, and I just was happy to be a part of it. So I'm looking forward to them, you know, sponsor me and my comeback, and, you know, promote me, and it's gonna help me a lot.
What has it been like for you, Shannon? Because you were on the cusp of knowing that the heavyweight division needed a shakeup. Like you were chasing down Vladimir Klitschko.
I set it off.
You knew the fall was coming.
I started it. Yeah.
And like the domino's been like it felt like crazy, but it felt like you were on the doorstep. You mentioned the drug test. Like, is it hard watching all of these guys feeling like the heavyweight division is as fruitful as it's been, knowing that you foresaw all this coming when the title was going to change hands with Klitschko, and knowing you're kind of on the outside looking in when you were so damn close?
Yeah, it was hard, and it's really hard still. I mean, you know, to have been right there and to become heavy, you know, almost to the point where I could become heavyweight champion for the third time in three different decades was right there. Unfortunately, you know, I tested positive for cannabis and testosterone, which at my age, I definitely have to. And, you know, at that point, you know, where I am at my age point, I'm not producing testosterone. And for me, it was a necessity to be active as a fighter. So I've taken tests and proven that I don't produce my own testosterone. I've dealt with these people at Alpha DNA. By the way, that's what these guys do as well as Vitality and all types of stuff. Check out the website, joinalphadna.com. Pardon the plug.
Let's go, champ.
But let's go, champ. But these guys are great guys, and they you know, the science behind it is saving lives, man. A lot of men are suffering from depression and they're suicidal, man, and they're not living productive lives.
Right.
And I was one of those people, and my testosterone level, I started doing testosterone therapy. My life changed, man. My happiness, everything, and then also my sex life. You know, Vitality, man.
Of course,
these guys compound medicines.
Hey, man, there was a story today in Major League Baseball. They had to send out a memo because all these baseball players were using gas station sexual enhancers. Like, listen, those things are will pop. They'll make you pop. You don't know. You don't know what's in there.
And they're dangerous. It's dangerous, and for the most part, it's billion-dollar industry, that industry itself. Just the gas stations, man. But, you know, it's so dangerous, man. A lot of men are doing that, going to corner stores and gas stations to get products that they don't even know what's in it. These people at Alpha DNA, they are FDA-approved pharmacists, doctors, telemed company. So it's really hot, man. I think that it's the future, man. They do meals. They do vitamins and supplements. They do pharmaceutical medicine, nutraceuticals. It's a huge play, man. But aside from that, you know, I'm also executive producer of a podcast called Entrepreneur.
Really?
Shout out to Adam.
Get into the broadcast world, man.
You're gonna take over our jobs, man.
Nah, I'm just trying to, you know, get out here and talk to the people.
That's awesome, man. So like, this has been a pretty crazy time for the heavyweight division. It's been bananas,
yeah,
man. What did you make of the Andy Ruiz win over Anthony Josh? AJ's your guy. That's a guy who shouted you out on HBO before. I know you guys have a lot of respect between each other.
True.
But man, his that win was so beautiful because that was like kind of the beauty of the sport. A guy that everybody was an afterthought. You have him looking the way he does. Anthony Joshua looks like a Greek god, unbelievable, reigning heavyweight champion, and he gets a win like that. It feels like, man, this division has been as cracking as it's ever been, man. It's wild.
Yeah, it's hot. I kind of, you know, I don't pat myself on the back, but I set it off. You know what I'm saying? I seen what it was. You know, after you know, I wanted a piece of Klitschko really bad. I still do. I think you know, he's mentioned that the only way he'd fight is if it was a charity fight. You know what I mean? So I'm down for that. We could put
down for some charity.
Yeah, I'm down for that. We could get it on 2020. Me versus Klitschko. The beef is still on. So you know, I don't got no problem. He said he want to fight. He said the only way he would fight is if it was a charity event. So what's stopping him?
Let's go, champ. You tell me we can't put a fight together, make a little money for some charity.
Yeah, let's give
the
money to the
old rivalry.
Yeah. Let's go, champ. Where you at?
Man, you want to settle this? This has been a thing. Listen, I remember those days, champ, when he was in the, where you see there, grabbing your beard and stuff.
Yeah,
you don't grab a man's beard.
Nah, I slap you. Chill, champ. Don't do that, champ. Don't do that. But nah, it's cool. Listen, he just mentioned that he wants to come back. He wants to have a fight for charity. I'm down. He down. Let's go, champ. We ain't nothing to talk about. We can do it anywhere. I like to do it right here at the Hard Rock Stadium. You know what I mean? The big stadium.
Hell,
I love
yes.
to do it there.
Yeah.
Right there. Because he live in Florida as well.
So,
pardon me, guys. Hey, I apologize. I'm getting a little hypo.
No, please. We need it in the
chill,
morning.
Chill, champ. Chill.
We need it in the morning.
Chill, champ.
Listen, I know.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? I heard Terrence Crawford. He was on Joe Rogan's podcast this week. I don't know if you heard him mention you, but they were talking about the chase down.
What they say?
Well, Joe was talking about how you would do anything to go get a fight, and just, I mean, that buildup was national news. If you remember, it was
Joe's
TMZ and all that stuff. But Terrence Crawford's like, I still don't believe that is actually real, that he went and chased him down. That had to be staged. I'm like, I don't think so, man.
I met Terrence for the first time a few weeks.
It's not like he was throwing shade on it. He's just like, I can't believe anybody would chase anybody down on a boat. Who could do something like that?
Because, you know what? When I don't want to say desperate, but I've been in the game 32,000 years, man, you know? And I was at a point, you know, Tobin, where, like I said, I was suffering from major depression. I was 403 pounds. I was suicidal. I was, you know, giving up on life. I had just had my daughter. I was blackballed in a boxing game for the second time. I was blackballed in the game because of early in my career. I would, you know, managers and promoters, execs would call me directly and be like, yo, we want you to fight so-and-so in 4 weeks or 3 weeks. And I'd be like, nah, I'm not doing that. I got a manager, call him. But it would be like, maybe my manager would give them the number, but like, he's not taking a fight, but maybe if you talk to him. And I would get threats early in my career, like, if you don't take this fight, you're never going to get a fight on network television again. And I'd be like, man, you basically telling me to take a loss because I'm not ready.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you're telling me to take a loss and It's a factory. You know, the next guy will come in my place. You know, fighters come and go. Managers and promoters stay the same. And that was always my gripe with boxing. You know what I'm saying? I always seemed like I was just another guy. So I learned early to pick and choose. Like, nah, I ain't with that. I ain't doing that. Cause it's me. It's my brain. You feel me? You might. I took a lot of heat, bro. I was called a coward early in my career. I was heartless. I was a lot of things. But I was a thinking man. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I was a thinking man because when I first walked in the gym, Tobin, early in my career, I was 16 years old. I was meeting old fighters who could hardly talk, who could hardly walk, and they would have fights coming up. And I was like, oh, you got a fight coming up? Like, yeah, you know, guy can hardly talk. He hitting the bag slow. These men shouldn't have been fighters. But when I dug a little deeper, they had early in their careers had been the up-and-coming guy. They had been the guy. And I was like, what happened? I was always curious to know, like, you know, I want to know what I'm getting into. So I would ask them, what happened? You know, tell me about your career. And they would tell me. And then they all ended up the same, broke, punch drunk, hardly could walk. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, man, what's the science behind this? Punches obviously, concussions, and you know, do some damage to you. And then financially, what happens to you? You know, managers, promoters, hanger-ons, friends, yourself. You know what I'm saying? You train so hard. You give all your life. You want some fun, Tobin.
Yeah.
You want to enjoy it, man. You want to do something for yourself. What can I do? Oh, what? Go party? Make myself feel good? Yeah, I want to do something to feel good because everything feels bad, champ. Waking up 4:30, running, sparring, day after day, when you're tired, when you're hurt, when you got broken. Look at my hands. I broken this one 3 times, this one 2, surgery. You know what I'm saying? Broken ribs.
Leroy can relate.
A new ear. This is my new ear. This was in my original ear.
That's not your original ear?
Nah, this was in my original ear. You notice I have small ears.
Champ, that got knocked off? Is that what happened?
It got something like that, man. Franz Botha, man. He hit me with
some. Oh, yeah, right. Mike Tyson, he wouldn't be able to get that little ear.
We'll roll on, man.
You notice I had little ears.
Oh, man. We'll roll on with Shannon the Cannon Briggs.
Let's go, Champ.
Let's go, Champ. Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin, Leroy, and Beast, and Shannon the Cannon Briggs. Let's go, champ. We were talking about this, champ. We were saying we got this week, there's a big football game coming up. All right, Miami's taking on Florida. Big rivalry.
Right, right.
And we were saying, like, you know, they had Tim Tebow, the Gators.
I want to go to the game. But go ahead.
So we were like, man, you know, we need to get Shannon in there in front of the Hurricanes one time. Ooh, give him a speech. Get him hype, man. Like, what would you do? You get in front of those kids. You tell them, you got to – Miami, what would you tell them to get them hyped to beat Florida? Just got to look at them and give them a let's go, champ.
I walk in the locker room.
Yeah.
And I say, listen, everybody gather around. Everybody gather around. This is it. We the champs. They the chumps. Let's go, champ! Let's go, champ! Let's go, champ!
And then the Canes going to win by 40.
That's right.
40.
Man. We on them. Then we on them.
I knew something was up because he was way too mellow. Y'all gathered around. I'm like, what?
Came in all smooth jazz and hit him over the head with a heavy metal.
That's the sneak attack.
He came all in smooth jazz.
Shannon Cannon Briggs, 2-time heavyweight champion. World, one of my favorite radio guests to have, man. So you got a new place. You're getting into the broadcast, and this is going to be the thing now,
brother,
man. Yes, what do you got going on?
Me and my brother Adam Hyman, we're doing a podcast called Entrepreneured with a D, and it's basically it's taking off, man. We've had some great hosts, you know, guests on so far with Paolo Moreno, Exhibit, Damon Dash.
Exhibit from Pimp Your Ride?
Yeah, man. We got Exhibit. It's up now on YouTube. Check it out, Entrepreneured with a D / YouTube. It's on YouTube right now. It's hot. He's an amazing guy, by the way. He's huge into the cannabis business. He's a very intelligent brother. We had Damon Dash on, Prince Marquis D from the Fat Boys.
Yeah.
That's my boy. He's a legend, man. I mean, people have no idea what he's done in music, what he's done behind the scenes. So we just had some great. I was on. Check it out on YouTube. And, you know, it's a great show, man. It's all about, you know, my partner and the host Adam Hyman, man, he's an amazing guy because he's a guy who's had his ups and downs, and he's overcome to become a millionaire.
Whoa.
And he's giving it back to the people talking about it and teaching them how to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he's a young kid, you know what I mean? He's a young brother. So it's an amazing thing, man. Great team over there. His little brother is my bro. So it's popping, man. And I'm grateful to those guys because they gave me opportunity after boxing to, you know, provide for my family and let alone to do what I do, and which is be around people, talk to people, and bring on great hosts, you know what I mean?
Right now, heavyweight division.
Mm.
It's very scattered right now. Like, I want everybody to fight each other, champ.
Yeah.
And we're in a position where, like, Deontay and Tyson do it down. Like, do you like the way things are? Like, even though it seems like the fighters are more famous right now and they're at a good spot from that standpoint, everybody kind of kicking the can. As you, a guy who will go right into a press conference
yeah.
and start confrontation,
yeah.
you want David Haye, you go right to his backyard to go get him.
Yeah, and I was saying, I'm not to cut you off, champ. I apologize, but I was saying earlier what happened was during my my fall, and you know, it's hills and valleys for me. You know what I'm saying? It's mm-hmm. ups and downs. So when I was in the valley and things were down, I wasn't given a shot. I was pretty much blackballed in the game.
Right, right, right.
And what I had to do was I knocked on doors. I was like, hey, yo, look, you know, I'm getting back in shape. Can I get a shot? And everybody was like, nah, you know, no. So I said, you know what? You know, when they ain't going to give it to you, you got to take it. You know
yeah.
what I mean? So I started showing up, and I was like, yo, what's up? You know, I was trying to be nice at first, like, yo, what's up? You know, I think y'all got some love for the champ? And they was like, I was like, word? Give me that, man. I was like, give me that, man. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I tried to be nice, so I started showing up uninvited, unwanted, you know what I mean? And now they got pretty much an all ban on me, like, most press conferences.
What?
No, I'm serious.
You got like a site like do not let this man in.
I have like a worldwide ban
Jeez.
With certain promoters that I can't come in events. Like if I have to buy tickets, like you know what I'm saying? Like, I show up, it's crazy because I show up and like the security bananas. Man love me. The security man, oh man, my man champ. Champ, I can't let you in. I'm like, what's up? They told me, champ, you know, I love you, champ. They said that, yo, you cause too much attention, you cause too much ruckus, and you're taking away from the other fighters. Might be the heavyweight champion. You show up on the scene, everybody's looking at the champ, the real champ, because they really the chumps. You feel me?
Yeah.
And I'm telling you right now, I'm 47 years old, but I ain't scared of no man alive. There's not a human being alive, you know what I'm saying, that I'm afraid of, to get in the ring or get in the street or whatever. So even at my age, I have no worry. I have no worry. I could be in shape in 6 months and fight any man in the world. And they know that. Ask Eddie Hearn. Ask the promoters. Ask them. They'll always, nah, chill, champ, put me on. Oh, he crazy. Oh, you know, this is real simple in this boxing business. It's a business. If you don't let the people see me, then they can't see me. And they don't want the people to see me. They made it real clear. You're taking too much shine.
Yeah.
Now imagine, now when I come back and I've got, you know, in this business, you need money behind you. That's just what it takes. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? You need money behind you. It's a big business. You're not making hundreds of millions of dollars for nothing. You get what I'm saying?
Yep.
And take money to make money. You get what I'm saying? So when things take off for the champ, and financially, I can afford to run people down again, they pretty much finish. Because I'll be fighting for the rest of my life. No man in shape, no man can beat me.
Check.
In shape, no man can beat me.
Look at
and
him.
And I ain't even in the top shape right now. I ain't in the top shape right now.
The shirt is gone.
I ain't in the top shape.
The shirt is
but
gone.
I'm 47 years
Look
old.
Look at him.
You know what I'm saying? All I got to do right now is train 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
2 weeks.
2 weeks?
2 weeks.
Champ.
2 weeks, Tobin.
Tell him what's going to happen, champ.
All I got to do is train 2 weeks right champ, now.
This is going to happen.
And nobody can't beat me.
We're gonna
I walk out here right now with no shirt on. Any man in the world want to give me a cup. Give me this. Listen, man, let's go, champ. Chill, champ. chill.
Champ, you going to chase that? We're going to get that comeback against Klitschko.
Let's go, champ. Yeah, let's do it. 2020. For charity.
Back on the map for charity. And then the charity's for the Briggs account. What are you gonna do to Deontay?
Look at him.
What are you gonna do?
Wilder don't want it with me.
He already bailed once.
Twice.
He don't want it with me.
But it's cool. He doing his thing. He's a phenomenal champion. Let's get it straight.
Yep.
As far as punching power.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? That's it. It's punching power on point. Mark Breland got that man doing what he's supposed to do as a skinny fighter, touching him and cracking him and putting him to sleep. But that don't mean nothing to me. You feel me? Gypsy King, he big, he running around, he pip, 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 pip. That's cool. But that don't mean nothing to me. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to keep it 100 with y'all. Ruiz the truth.
Really?
Yeah, real talk. And that's my man. That's my man, but he the truth.
What's
and
not
I'm
to
keep
like
it real
about
with you.
What's not to like about
Joshua
him?
The truth, too. Joshua was sleeping on that boy. He shouldn't have fought that boy.
He's in a weird spot. Like, what you're familiar with this champ? Like everybody doubting you. Everybody, that's what everybody's doing. A guy who had nearly all the belts. Now everybody thinks that he's washed.
Ruiz, my man. We've been talking for 2 years, 2.5 years. I call him right now on the phone. I call him right now on the phone. 2.5 years. He's sleeping in L.A.
It's L.A.
We've been talking for 2.5 years on the phone, bro. 2.5 years. Me and this guy been going back and forth about his career and what he gonna do, how he could do it, and me having faith in him. He'll tell you. I just seen him a few weeks ago. He hugged me and said, "Thank you, champ." He said, because the fight, before the fight, I was like, "I'm gonna help you get the fight. I'm gonna do what I can. I think you're a great guy." And I was over in England talking nothing but good about him. He got the fight and he won. I love Joshua. You feel me?
Yeah, man.
I think he's an amazing kid too. You know what I'm saying? I think he's going through some things right now because of the laws, this and Lennox and all that. That's crazy. You know, calling Lennox a clown.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, that was crazy. You know what I'm saying?
I get it, though. Like, listen, everybody's a genius at that point, right? Like, he's it's one of those things where like everybody thinks they got the best solution for you, and he's defending his trainer. So like that's why he's coming back and probably aggressive at Lennox. Like, he doesn't want to feel like it's everybody else's fault that he lost. He wants to have some accountability. I get it.
Nah, I get it too. Like, you feel me? Like, but you know what I mean? We all men and we all champions. You know what I'm saying? Once a champ, always a champ. And, you know, I wouldn't say he's a man's a clown. You know what I'm saying? I just say, you know, listen, I don't see eye to eye with him. But you know what I'm saying? Words is just words. But words can lead to fights too. So let's go, champ.
Before we get you out of here, champ, what do you want to tell the people? What do you want to tell them?
I just want to tell my wife first. I love her and my family because she drove me here this morning. Let's go, champ, my baby, champ Pat. And then I want to tell you and the fellas, man, thank you guys so much for this opportunity. Because, you know, this is my boy, by the way, Tobin. So, I really appreciate you guys having me on because it lets me vent. and let the people see my mental state. I'm still here.
Still
I ain't
here,
going
man.
Nowhere. They can't stop me. And I listen, I'm 2 weeks away from being a tip-top.
Let's
and
go,
I'm 47
champ.
Years old.
Look at
I got the most first-round knockouts in history of boxing. More than Mike Tyson, Jack Johnson, anybody.
More than anyone,
Let's
Leroy.
Go, champ. And I did it with asthma. Huh?
Asthma.
Leroy.
Asthma.
I was homeless since 13 years old.
Knocking him out with an inhaler.
Let's go, champ.
Let's
huh?
go, champ.
On my
Let's
own.
Go,
no
champ.
Nothing.
You're the man.
He give me hype. That's my hype man. That's my hype man. You notice he's not gonna he be gassing me up.
Come on, Tony.
He be gassing me up, champ. Chill.
What is
this? Oh, man. Champ.
He got his fist balled up over
I know,
here.
Man.
I'm the closest thing to him. And you over here hyping him up.
I know, man.
He gonna come over here and look, he gonna come hug on me, and I'm going to come right over there to you.
I need you before the fight in the locker room. You're the best.
Absolutely, champ. You're the man. Thanks for stopping in today, man.
Yeah,
man.
Thank you. I love you, champ. Right. Thank you,
we'll
brother.
Be back. We got
Let's
Mark
go,
Rick
champ.
Jonas. Mark Rick Jonas next out. We'll be back after this.
Have you looked at the new ticket website? Head over to theticketmiami.com now. We've got tons of new content, the latest local and national news, betting.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.